Hey there, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Kevin Kern, and today we have a special guest in the studio with us, Angie Marchese, Director of Archives for Elvis Presley's Graceland. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks, everybody.
We're so glad to have you here on what we know is a very busy, busy times infinity week for you.
Thank you for rescuing me.
Oh, please. I feel like people are waiting outside the door for you to get back to things, because you just announced a major initiative this week with the Elvis at the O2, The Story of His Life exhibition.
And we are so excited to be able to actually announce this. We've been working on it for several months now.
We sure have. We've had to remain so mum.
We have. And it's been great that we've been able to keep such a huge exhibition under wraps for this long. So could not wait into waking up Monday morning to hear all the news over from the UK to see how excited our UK fan base is about Elvis coming to town.
Sure is. And not even just the UK, all of Europe. We know fans, we've already received emails from fan clubs that are making plans to go to London around the opening of the exhibition. And you guys have been packing up, and I think you're sealing the crates today.
We are sealing the crates today. Over 300 artifacts. We've got them all pulled, photographed. We did our conditioning reports on them, and they are packed and ready to go to the UK. And then when we get there, we have to unpack, recondition before we even start installing anything. So there's lots of work that goes behind putting together such a major exhibition. But the big part here in Memphis is done. Our next step is UK.
And of course, opening day is December 12th. You're leaving next week just to get over there and kind of begin sorting through things that have arrived and staging the exhibition. It'll run for 9 months through August 31st of 2015. 20,000 square feet of exhibition space. That's quite large.
It's twice the size of our car museum.
Exactly.
It's huge.
3,000 more square feet than Graceland Mansion itself.
Exactly.
So what all are you taking with you? Give us some highlights, and what are people going to see as they make their way through the exhibition? What is the storyline?
Our main goal with the storyline at the UK was to give the guest a unique experience, something that, you know, would want them wanting to come to Memphis to hear and learn the rest of the story. But if they never had the opportunity to, they could walk away and go, I get this guy. I know who he is. I know why he was significant. So, of course, we're going to take you all the way back to Tupelo. Mm-hmm. You can't begin an Elvis story without beginning in Tupelo.
Right. You can't start in the middle of the book. You got to start at the
very beginning. So we are. We're going to start with Tupelo, and we're going to take you through his, you know, moving to Memphis, graduating high school. Basically, we want to touch on Elvis the son first, and then Elvis the teen idol, then the Hollywood star. But of course, the biggest part of the exhibition would be Elvis the man. It's going to talk about Elvis at Graceland, Elvis the father, Elvis the friend. So we really want to hit on all these high points. Of course, concerts, 68 special, will all have significant parts in the exhibition. So you will be able to see a little bit of every aspect of Elvis's life, but really want to make sure that the guests get a full rounded experience.
And of course, when folks go to London, at least from the States and other countries, they go to see the crown jewels.
Yes.
And Elvis is the king of bling, at least here in the U.S.
And we have some crown
jewels. You're taking your own crown jewels.
Yes.
Tell us what are some of the things you're taking with you that people will be able to see?
Probably some of my favorite pieces that are going are some of the personal items, like Elvis's wallet is going, which is really cool because it is so personal and it has everything in there from his Bank of America card to his phone calling cards. But probably my favorite part is that as soon as you open it up, there's a picture of him and Lisa.
Which really shows that he was just like any other father who
any
carried
other
a picture
dad,
of his kid.
Yes, that
his
carried
wallet.
A picture of his pride and joy. And whenever was asked to show it, he was gladly show it to whoever. But we are taking over several pieces of jewelry, including the TCB ring.
Wow, that's got to be guarded with
it will
your
be.
Life.
yes, that will not be in the crate shipping over, by the way. that will be hand carried. But that piece has never actually been displayed outside of Graceland.
Oh, wow.
It's been on display several times here at Graceland, but never displayed outside of Graceland. So that's just, you know, the ring is gorgeous. And so we do have a couple other pieces of jewelry that are going along with that. The American Eagle jumpsuit from the Aloha special is going, but it will only be there for a short period of time.
You guys have some artifacts that are kind of rotating in and out so that...
Yeah, they're making like guest appearances, I guess you could say. we're starting with the American Eagle jumpsuit because it's such a significant artifact. artifact to represent such a significant part of Elvis's career. It will be the what we're calling the Holy Grail of the exhibition for the first 2 months. And then after that, come February, we will be swapping that outfit out for another really cool piece. I guess I can go ahead and tell people.
Yeah, go ahead
it's going to be
people.
The black leather outfit from the 68 special.
Very cool.
And then that will be on display for 2 months. And then we will swap that out again with another really unique piece that rarely leaves Memphis. And that's going to be the Golemé outfit from 57.
Very nice.
And then the final piece that we will swap out 2 months later. And yes, this one's a little hard to say that we're actually going to do this, but it's going to
be. Should we hold it?
We can't. We'll go ahead and tell them.
Okay.
We're actually going to let the Pink Cadillac go visit Europe. It's the first time it's ever left Graceland. It's always been on display at Graceland, and it'll be the first time that it hasn't been on display at Graceland. But we felt that this was the time and it was the right place to be able to do it. Again, it's just making a guest appearance, so it's only going to be there for a short period of time. But we wanted to give the fans in Europe this uniqueness of this type of exhibit, where if they've seen it when it first opens, they can go back in February and see it again and see something different, and go back in April and see something different then, and then go back before it closes and see something different then. We wanted to make sure that it wasn't just looking at things in cases. It has a story. It has a meaning. It's living, it's breathing, and it's
and
a true experience.
Changing.
And constantly changing, yes.
Now, also, since we've announced this, some fans have emailed and said, well, I want to be sure when I come to Graceland, I can see this, this, and this.
Yes.
And, of course, you guys have a tremendous collection. 300 artifacts is just a minute part of the collection, and you guys are also constantly rotating things in and out, so there's no guarantee that you're going to see any certain item when you visit Graceland. Is that true?
That really is true. I mean, with a collection that contains over 1 million documents and over 3,000 pieces of wardrobe, we have a lot to choose from. So we are constantly changing things here at Graceland, not only for our visitors' experiences, for people who do come back, but also for the preservation and longevity of the collection. It's important that these items aren't always on display and that they do get what we call rest. A lot of times,
gotta take a vacation sometime.
They do. We all need a vacation
we
sometimes. So a lot of times we'll rest the key pieces during what we typically say is our down season. And most of the people don't even realize that the Golemé suit's not always on display, mm-hmm. or Aloha is not always on display. But yeah, we've put that conservation plan in about 10 years ago, and we've been pretty faithful to do that for the longevity of the collection as well as for the guest experience.
And of course, your bags are packed. You're
almost.
You're ready to go.
Elvis is packed.
Angie will be packed soon enough, and you'll get busy installing. So thank you so much for taking a small part of your day to chat with us and the fans listening on the Rubberneckin' Podcast. Good luck.
Thank you.
Godspeed.
All right.
To the UK.
Very excited.
And we look forward to hearing from you when you return after the opening of the exhibition and giving us a full rundown. Will you come back?
I will come back.
All right. Perfect. Again, thank you for joining us. And we'll see you guys next week right here on the Rubberneckin' Podcast. Have a great day, everybody.